So we welcome our producer Rob, talking all things rugby league. Mate, the closer you might even be to a couple of wins.
Oh, thanks, Mark. Yeah. Good to see you too.
Well, we've let you out of the caboose to talk rugby league. Now, before we get into the international games this week, we're taking a bit of a spell from the regular tipping comp, aren't we? Because the regular comp's put aside for a bit.
NRL's on a one-week hiatus. Let all the 16 clubs have a bit of a break.
How'd you go last week? How many wins?
6 out of 8.
Ooh.
Crushed it after my disappointing Anzac weekend.
I got 3, but really, where are you coming in the ladder again?
I'm playing little wins with a long-term game.
You're 400 and something and I'm 241. That's all that counts. But let's see what your thoughts are on the big games this week, Australia and New Zealand.
Yeah, the big test match, the Anzac Test Snatch, play down in Canberra. Looking forward to this one. Should be a really good game. The Four Nations final last year in England was a bit of a letdown between these two sides. New Zealand had a much weaker side, but they're packed with a lot more better players this time around. Kieran Foran's back. Isaac Luke's playing some good form. Roger Tuivasa-Sheck's back as well. They'll put up a really good fight, but I think Australia's just far too classy in this one. You can't go past the Kangaroos.
Best in the world for a reason. And the islands are playing a few games as well. The PNG and the Cook Islands.
Yeah, we're going to have a really good Saturday triple header played out at Campbelltown. So starting off with Papua New Guinea and the Cook Islands. Papua New Guinea, they love their rugby league. Cook Islands, they didn't qualify for the World Cup, played at the end of the year. So I think Papua New Guinea will really look forward to this to be a real good springboard to launch their campaign at the World Cup. So look for PNG boys to get up.
And it's Tonga and Fiji going at it?
This will be a really, really cracking game that if probably 5-10 years ago you would struggle to get very many NRL players at all. These days, packed full of players that in a few years, that if these younger developing sides can play some consistent football at international level, they'll go a real good chance to challenging the top three teams. But in this one, I like Fiji just a little bit get the win there.
Now, you're going for somewhat of an upset as England play Samoa, aren't
you? I'm going for the biggest ever upset in probably the history of international rugby league of the past of the century. So okay. England, New Zealand, Australia, they're the three best teams at the moment. Samoa has been probably moving up into that fourth position. That 3 years ago with the Four Nations, Samoa, they came within an inch of beating New Zealand and they pushed England right to the edge. The England team have to travel. They're only on a one-week preparation. A lot of their players coming over from the Northern Hemisphere. Samoa's got so many great players in their side. They've got a couple of former New Zealand and Australian internationals. I think that Samoa will pull off a win. And it's going to be an historic win. So if you get a chance, check out that game, 7:40 on Saturday night.
And finally, it is the final ever city-country clash. Now, many people thinking it's about time. It's kind of format has run its race, and it seems that might be the case too.
Oh, well, as a country kid growing up in Gabo, this is a bit disappointing for me that we didn't get a chance to see a lot of the NRL games all the time. So when the chance to see all the first graders come out to the country, that was always a big moment for people from the country. In this one, it's really disappointing to see that a lot of players aren't available. But I want to give a great shout-out to a couple of the Knights boys that got selected in the City team. Paulie coming back from his car accident earlier in the year, and Nathan Ross, who's just done so well to work his way up from the local grades, playing reserve grade, and now he's one of the best players in the Knights team. It's a great reward for perseverance, and because of that, I want to see the City boys get up in this one.
Fair call. Now, I'm going to just give you a bit of a thought for brain power up here, because you came up with a great suggestion this morning. You would like to see the City-Country game kept. Move to a different spot in the year. Where would you put it?
Sure. So there's been all the talk that, we need to have fewer games going on, that the City-Country game, it's sort of expendable in a way. So I was thinking, well, once the finals comes around, you've got a bit of time off, there are fewer games played. So, and then in grand final week, we've got the grand final on the Sunday, and while we don't want to detract from that, there's really no other games going on. So if you play the City-Country game out in the country on the Friday or the Saturday, that could give people a chance to keep the game, and then on the Sunday, roll into the grand final.
Well, you know what you need to do now? You need to put that to the people that can make a decision. But at this stage...
Get in touch with the NRL.
The final ever City-Country game and those other internationals. It will be a great weekend of footy to NURFM 103.7.